Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report. And sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Tom Rogers. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Midwest cash hog markets today expected to be mostly steady. There are some weaker undertones because of a second straight day of lower cutout prices reported by the USDA. In Peoria, they're calling for a steady market, top price 37 even. They say there's no real direction in the market and the run isn't very heavy. They say it's kind of cold. No question there. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, February 21st, negotiated swine purchases were 5,994. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 48 even to 58 even, and the weighted average was 55.61. That was down 25 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilt sold from 51.77 to 73.02. The weighted average was 57.17. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were 19,873. The base price range was 47 even to 63 even. The weighted average was 59.90. That was up 54 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilt sold from 35.08 to 46.02. The weighted average was 44.35.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Bean prices went up in a good clip on the overnight trade on the Chicago Board of Trade. We'll get to those numbers and the rest of the commodity markets overnight in a moment. We'll also get a pre-opening call from Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. First, we'll look at our growing area's weather. Here's AM 580 forecaster Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tom. Well, first off, I'm going to talk about the areas that are actually in the growing season, that being mainly South America, with dryness in South America. Most common from the Entre Rios into the northern, northeastern Buenos Aires and Corrientes areas of Argentina through Uruguay and parts of southern Paraguay, portions of southern Brazil as well. Same region favored for additional dryness over the next 10 days, which is liable to raise some crop stress for the parts of the region. Some showers will occur today and through the weekend for Paraguay and southern Brazil, but erratic precipitation will leave holes and some dryness for that area. We're also looking at too much moisture in central and northern Brazil during the coming week, and that will likely stall field work for a little while, raising some talk about quality issues there. Australia, South Africa, China, and India, not much change in the weather there. Crop conditions are generally fine in most of those areas, except for some dryland sorghum and rapeseed areas in northern India, where production cuts have been caused by the dryness there. Overall, today's weather is likely to continue to provide mixed influence on the corn and soybeans. As far as wheat, there has been some rain in the China's area that does remain favorable there. The crop conditions remain favorable, little change likely. India's dryland wheat will continue to struggle for moisture, a little too late to yield much higher amounts there. Irrigated wheat is doing quite well and should partially counter the dryland production cuts in India. As far as the U.S. hard red wheat area, is not expected to experience much weather or crop change over the next 10 days. Major storms generally avoiding the region. Warmer temperatures in the southwestern plains may lead to some loss in topsoil moisture over time. No crop damage occurred in the U.S. soft wheat areas from the bitter cold this morning. And the biggest threat to the soft wheat will be flooding late this winter and into the early portion of spring. Damage assessments following bouts of cold winter weather this season will not be possible before the crop begins greening in March. And the cold weather that's been around will once again make a reappearance by the middle of next week. And right now, a wintry mix of precipitation evolving all across the central plains and livestock starting to get a little stressed there. The intensity of the precipitation will increase from the lower and eastern Midwest through today and tomorrow, with snow and ice accumulations being greatest from the central plains into the Ohio River Valley. Travel likely to be significantly impacted and livestock stressed in the region. Most of the precipitation should be light, but there could be significant ice accumulation, and that could create issues from Missouri in through Ohio, with a band of moderate snow occurring to the north of the region. With a look at the growing area weather, Mike Sola.
All right, thanks, Mike. In the overnight trade in Kansas City, March wheat opened overnight at 1074.5 a bushel. That was up 5.5 cents. Last traded up 5. May opened at 1075 unchanged. Last trade up a quarter. July 1026 down 3. Last trade up 2. In Chicago, the March nearby wheat contract opened overnight at 1020.75, up 3/4. Last trade up 0.5. May, 1035, up 1.5. Last trade up 0.5. July wheat, 954.25, down 0.25. Last trade up 6. September, 957.5, down 1.5. Last traded up 5.5. March corn opened overnight at 523.5 a bushel, unchanged. Last traded up 3. May, 535.5, down 0.5. Last trade up 3. July, 548, up 0.5. Last trade up 4.5. September corn, 547.25, down 0.5 on the open. Last traded up 4.25 cents. And D's corn for next year, for this year rather, 548 a bushel, unchanged on the open. Last traded up 3.25 cents. In the oats, that March contract opened at 375, unchanged, up last trade up 6.5. In the bean pit now, March soybeans opened at 1399.25 overnight, up 1.5 cents. Last traded up 14. May, 1418, up 1. Last trade up 13. July, 1436.5, up 5.75. Last traded up 12.25 cents. August beans, 1424, up 5. Last trade up 11.25. September, 1389, down 1 on the open end, the last trade. November beans, though, 1364.75, down 1.25 on the open, but last traded up 15.25 cents. In the products, March soybean meal, 360.30, down 10 on the open. Last traded up 140. And May bean oil, or May bean, bean meal, rather, 366.60, unchanged on the open. Last trade up 210. Now the bean oil for March, 60.75 on the open, up 7. Last trade up 76. And May, 61.47, unchanged. Last trade up 71. Joining us now with a pre-opening call is Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Tom.
Now we've got the bean market is starting to lead, and give us a couple reasons why that's the case.
It all goes back to China. China has been a huge buyer of bean oil this winter and continues to buy, it seems, no matter what the price is. There's been talk for the last week or so about problems with their rapeseed crop. And, of course, they had a small crop a year ago. We'll be up 10 to 16 cents at the outset. USDA came out with their acreage projection at this Ag Forum meeting that began today, of 71 million acres of beans, maybe a hair higher than what the trade expected, but we're still going to be up strong.
And one thing that's mentioned in the opening calls elsewhere are some of the outside markets as well. How is that affecting the markets? And you know, the higher oil prices, the higher dollar, lower dollar, how is that affecting the grains, and does it affect soybeans in particular?
It sure does. We have really typically traded this outside market. The petroleum prices are a little bit on the soft side this morning, but that the bean oil's kind of divorced itself from that. So I would think that the stronger metals markets and some of the other outside markets will still continue to underpin the grains.
What are some of the factors on corn today? Is it pretty much just following beans, or what does it have?
I think we are pretty much following beans. More news out of South America, just real average yields there, probably is providing a little bit of support. 90 million corn acres is what USDA's plugged in. That's up 2 million from their December hoop-de-doo. We'll be up 2 to 3 this morning, but primarily following the bean.
And what about the wheat today?
Wheat market's probably going to be steadied up 5. Yesterday was the first day in an awfully long time that all three exchanges saw lower wheat prices. USDA came in with 64 million acres total seedings. That is down a million from the previous report, but they are projecting a large world crop. A bear spreading there, but steady, maybe a nickel higher in the back months.
Maybe some profit taking in that case, too?
I think we're going to continue to see profit taking there, yes.
All right. Anything else in the how the commodity markets, or the mercantile?
The livestock market.
Yeah.
We're probably going to see a mixed bag here on the cattle at the outset. We'll probably see a little cash buying interest pick up there, but maybe not till later in the day. Cattle on feed report expecting huge January placements, maybe the last year-over-year increase for a while.
All right.
Hog side be lower.
All right. Well, thanks for your time this morning. That's Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Quick look at the forecast. In the southern parts of Illinois, cloudy with snow early, maybe some freezing rain and sleet in extreme southern Illinois, then a mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain. In central sections, becoming cloudy with light snow and flurries arriving, still some sun in the north, highs between 15 in far northwest Illinois to around 30 in the far south. This is WILL Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.